back home, and we move now to Section 40 of the Wildlife Act. You may not have heard of it, but it's the piece of legislation that governs the period of the year when hedges and ditches can be cut, and it's currently under review. Farming communities say the rules are too strict and they want change. But what about the birds and the wildlife for whom the hedge is home? Well, on the line now is Patrick Rowan, Chair of the Farm and Rural Affairs Committee of the ICMSA, the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. And with me in studio, I'm joined by Charles Stanley Smith of Antashka. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Sean.
Coming to you first, Patrick Rowan, outline first of all what the rules are as they stand. For what period of the year are you banned from cutting hedges and ditches?
Morning, Sean. Yeah, you're not allowed, farmers and landowners are not allowed cut hedges from the 1st of March to the 31st of August currently. And I suppose in our submission to the Arts Heritage and the Gaeltacht, which would have closed there on the 9th of January, we are looking for a change to that, where we're looking for the date, the close period, to be shortened by a month up to the 31st of July.
You want to be able to get in earlier, a month ahead of time. But are you happy enough with the first of March as a cut off point as well at the start of the season?
Well, for the hedge cutting, for the hedge cutting, but for burning, which is covered as well under the Section 40, we wouldn't be.
Tell me about that. What does that cover?
Well, you see, I suppose you'd have to go back to the start again with this. It's about 1976 when the original Act was put into place, this Section 40, and it was reviewed again in the year 2000. And when it was reviewed in 2000, it made specific mention to hedges and hedge cutting. And when it was reviewed in 2000, as regards the burning, they actually shortened the date from the 15th of April up to the 28th of February. So we're looking for a change there in the burning.
Well, now, what do you want to burn? Is it gorse, or is it hedges, or what is it, or both?
Well, it would be both. When we say burning, predominantly what we'd mean is the burning of hillsides, which gorse and furs and all that, which would be overgrowing, or which would get very strong, and it wouldn't be good for wildlife, or it certainly wouldn't be good for sheep or cattle or anything to graze. And if somebody wanted to burn hedges or whatever, that they would be allowed to do it, because currently you can't burn after the end of February, and we're looking for that to be stretched out an extra 6 weeks up to the 15th of April, which would bring us in line with the North of Ireland, England, Scotland, and
Okay,
Wales.
Well, let me bring in Charles Stanley Smith of Antashka. They want some, you could say, modest changes to these rules. Deal with the hedges thing first.
Well, unfortunately, they may sound modest, but in fact, in the period of August, there are a lot of birds still out there, still nesting. For instance, yellowhammers nest well into August. And in good years, birds often have a second brood and will be actually rearing a second load of chicks in August. So this cut-off date of the end of August was for that. And bringing it back in a month is going to harm those. Because remember, these birds and everything else that's living in these hedges, because there's other species in there, are providing services to us as people. We can't live, the world cannot exist without all of these creatures and the way that they interact with each other and the way that we are at the top of the chain, but they support us. The things like pollinators, bees and things in the hedges as well. So they're providing a free service to farmers in terms of, you know, eating the bugs, eating the slugs and things like that. So why not let them? One thing that Antashka has been doing over the past few years is trying to support farmers in providing positive environmental aspects for farming. And one of the things we've been trying to push is to get the government to put more money into what is known as Pillar 2 from the RDF, which actually will support farmers in doing this, support the AES scheme, the GLAWS scheme, all of these sort of things, which will help farmers doing that. But again,
but you say you're clearly very opposed to the idea of ending the closed period for hedge cutting a month earlier and allowing it to happen from the end of July. And what about the proposal they want to be allowed to burn gorse and other hillside growth for longer as well?
Same reason. I mean, again, there's no reason to remove it under the new EU rules. There was some problems a couple of years ago, and a lot of farmers are in fighting against this because I think the EU rules were misinterpreted by the department over here. And they were trying to burn things to increase the size of their holdings for single farm payment. There's no need to do that. The EU rules allow you to have your single farm payment without burning the scrub. So, and the scrub provides shelter for livestock, improved drainage, soil protection, again, our pollinators are there, flooding prevention, all of these services for free. And again, if you burn the stuff, there's actually no guarantee of increased payments from your single farm payment.
So Patrick Rowan, essentially it's pointless, and certainly on the burning point.
Yeah, well, I suppose there's two things there. First, Sean, just as regards the burning, Charles is not correct there in what he says about it being correct with Europe. Actually, we have in Ireland here, we have EU inspectors coming over every 2 months, 6 weeks, 2 months, coming over to Ireland. They're walking the hills, they're around, they're doing inspections, and they're saying, hold on a minute, the hills, they're all overgrown. A lot of them are overgrown. There's too much gorse, and the furs are gone too strong and everything, and they're saying, look, this has to be pulled into place. As regards ditches and hedges, well, again, farmers have to keep their hedges and ditches in what is known as GAGE, good agricultural environmental condition. You can't be, if a farmer has an inspection and he or she has the ditches grown out in the field, well then that farmer could face a penalty for having the hedges grown too far out in the field. And as well as that, in regard to hedges, there's a health and safety side to it as well from the point of view of cutting back roads. And any time a farmer goes to cut a hedge, they're not going to clean down or cut down a whole hedge. And I suppose any time when there's a mention of hedge cutters or farmers going cutting hedges, like, it's very easy to turn around and say, oh, but like, this isn't good for the environment. You would have to look back at, since the start of the REP scheme right up into the AOS scheme, farmers have set over 2 million trees under the under the REP scheme, and 40 million hedgerow plants, and also just short of 10,000 kilometres of hedgerows have been planted by farmers since 1994 in those two schemes. And also,
Have you got examples, though? Have you got any examples, Patrick, of where farmers have lost out because they just haven't had enough time to get things cut back or burnt back to the level required?
There are several examples there, Sean. Anytime that, with the last 2 years, with the digitalisation of maps, and where there was inspections done on farms by satellites, and the Department of Agriculture said, well, there's too much growth here, it caused an awful lot of trouble with the last couple of years. And there are lots of examples out there of where farmers got penalised for having too much growth, and the hedges were too heavy, and the same with the hills.
What's your response, though, Charles Stanley Smith, to the idea that all that's being sought here is to bring the people in this state, in this jurisdiction, in line with the scheme or the system that applies in Northern Ireland, in Scotland and in England?
Patrick's right about the past couple of years there have been problems about satellite imaging and all of that. But the rules have changed in 2015. And the rules are being changed, and that won't apply. So farmers can now, don't have to burn the scrub and so on. What they do need to do is to put in place a plan to show how they're going to deal with it. And that plan should allow them to burn, but burn within the time period, and shouldn't allow them to burn outside of the time period. I live in a country village, and just bicycle down the road there yesterday, a 2 mile stretch. And in that stretch, there's some areas where the hedgerows are still there, trees in the hedgerows. you need mature high trees in hedgerows for things like blackbirds. They sing from there. You've got blackthorn for lower for robins. And then you've got lower again, you've got wrens. And then half a mile further down the road, the whole thing is being cut down to the bottom. And now they can do it, but basically they need to do it, and they really should be leaving the trees in between.
In other words, they're not discriminating enough.
Not at all, just straight through everything. And I said, two different farmers, one discriminated, left the trees, left the hawthorns, still cut the hedge, and another one just straight through everything. And again, road safety. Locally, the county council around me, during the summer, will cut about a 20-metre section either side of a junction. We'll cut that for road safety. And then the rest of the 2 miles doesn't have to be cut. We understand there's a need for that road safety, and I think that's a good way of dealing with that. So now, as I say, we're now in late January, and around me, certainly, nearly every hedge has been cut at this stage. So I don't see what the problem is in needing to bring it
forward. Okay, we'll come back to you with the last word on that then, Patrick Rowan.
Yeah, well, I suppose on our submission to the Arts Heritage and the Gaeltacht to Heather Humphreys, what we were looking for as well, that the current minister or any minister that would come after her would have the discretion to offer a derogation to farmers or landowners on hillsides, that if a particular hill needed burning, that during the close period, that the minister would be able to grant that permission to a farmer to either cut the hedges or to burn the hills.
But would people have to apply, though, to some arbitrator or some authority?
Well, if a farmer felt that they wanted to burn the side of a hill, that they would it should be done between themselves and the Department of Agriculture. But I suppose the National Parks and Wildlife would probably be drafted in regard to the wildlife ranger to okay, yes, that this hill needs to be burned, because also under cross compliance, like farmers have to keep the hills engaged, as I said already, and the EU are coming over to Ireland the whole time, and we are standing to lose a lot of money. And I think under the new rural development programme, which will be signed off soon, that there will be some form of controlled burning allowed in it.
Charles?
We would certainly look to work with the farmers to ensure that the rules, the EU rules, are fit for this country and fit to help the farmers and the environment. And that's what we've been working for the past few years, and that's what we will continue to work for.
We leave it there on that note of partial agreement. Charles Stanley Smith of Antashka, and also Patrick Rowan, Chair of the Farm and Rural Affairs Committee of the ICMSA. We'll be talking sport after this short break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.